Welcome to the NCUFY Success Podcast. My name is Jonathan Kang, and I'm a member of the project for NCUFY. Today, we will be talking with Skylar, who is 16, a junior in high school, and has lived for 5 years in Newcastle. Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. I want to talk about a hobby or pastime that you're involved in. Can you tell me anything?
Yes, I enjoy watching figure skating a lot.
Oh, do you figure skate now?
No, but I used to. I started when I was in fifth grade. I skated for 2 years, and then I quit because I guess skating just doesn't come naturally to me.
How did you first get into figure skating, like watching figure skating?
Well, when I was around 5 or 6, the Vancouver Olympics were on, and the first prominent figure skater from Korea, her name is Kim Yuna. She was competing in the Olympics, and there was a lot of pressure on her to win the gold, and she eventually did win the gold medal.
So were you like inspired by this?
Oh, it was so inspiring. It instilled a spirit of patriotism on the Korean side of me, and also I was just inspired how she handled the pressure so well.
Do you plan on following in her steps and doing ice skating?
No. I quit. I actually used to ice skate when I was in fifth grade, but I quit 2 years after because skating just doesn't come naturally to me. But I have instilled Kim Yuna's sense of this patriotism that Kim Yuna gave for Korea, that Kim Yuna gave me, in other aspects that I'm talented at.
The purpose of the Success Project is to feature experiences of success. We all learn from each other. By sharing our experiences, we strengthen our community. Skylar, can you tell us an experience about that you've had, like writing or?
Yeah, actually, I did have success in writing. Recently, I wrote a poem that won a gold key at the Scholastic Art and Writing Regional Awards and National Pending. And it was actually inspired by one of Kim Yuna's programs that she skated called the Lark Ascending. She skated it at the beginning of her career, so it was just when she was beginning to ascend like a lark. And I was talking about the Korean-American dream and how it's kind of difficult for Korean-Americans to ascend like a lark like Kim Yuna did in her skating, so yeah.
Do you plan on writing more, like through your inspirations?
Of course, writing is my passion. I love writing and telling what I feel, and it's a really great way for me to express myself. It really comes naturally to me, I guess. The way skating comes naturally to Yuna Kim.
How did you first start getting into writing?
School. I just found that English was just easier for me than math, and I guess that's what started my passion for writing.
Oh, that's cool. When you won the poem competition, what about the poem do you think helped you win the competition?
Yeah, I don't know how the judging works, but I think it's just the way I express my feelings into words, like the cultural identity really helped, and also I think my imagery, because the imagery of the lark and connecting that to Korean-American identity, I think that whole premise was very unique and helped it win.
Well, congratulations on winning. I think this will conclude the podcast. Thank you, Skylar, for joining us in this quest, and thank you to the listeners as well. I'm Jonathan Kang, and thank you for listening.